A very good morning. On behalf of T613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yom Gizrael of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Kuf Mem Hei Amid Beis, Shabbos 145b, pagination page 290. The Gemara here tells us of a dialogue between two Talmidei Chachamim that took place in front of Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara can be found from top to bottom. It's about midway. The first words on the line are Shema Mina, and then Yosef is where we begin. Yosef, midway, run your finger down. Shema Mina, and then Yosef. Yeah, that's right. Yosef Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Rabbi Asi Kamedi Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba and Rabbi Asi were sitting in front of Rabbi Yechanan. For Yosef Rabbi Yechanan, become an amni. And Rabbi Yechanan was dozing off. He was sleepy. I don't know if it was the day after Purim or what. Omale Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba le Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba continued the conversation with Rabbi Asi. They started on a topic, an interesting topic, while they were waiting for the Rebbe. Mepnei ma ofel shebebovel shemenim. Why are the birds of Bovel fat? They're gesund, they're healthy. And he was commenting that in Eretz Yisrael it seems that they're not so healthy looking. Omale, he said, Kalach l'midbar azo, I could take you to a certain place in Eretz Yisrael, ve'erich shemonim mehem, and I could find you fatty birds, even more fatty than Bovel. He was obviously onto something, he was trying to assume something, and the first item that he mentioned was deflected. We also have fatty birds. Okay. Mepnei ma mo'adim shebebovel semechim, why are the holidays in Bovel more joyous than those in Eretz Yisrael? They really get into it over there in Babylonia. And he answered, Mepnei Shehem Aniyim, because they're poor. And since they're poor, when it finally comes a holiday, they get really into it. We have such a concept, just by the way. Poor person rejoices significantly when he finally has a joy. There's a halacha lo aleinu in Avelus, in mourning, about doing a eulogy for a child, chas v'shalom, that passes away. So it's very interesting, in halacha there's a different age, whether the child is from a poor family or from a rich family. From a poor family is younger. The age that's mentioned, I mean, it's not practical halacha so much because we would accord the same, but there is a concept that a poor family rejoices more in its children because it has nothing else to rejoice in, and therefore the loss is greater, and at a younger age we would mourn, not so much the mourning, but the eulogy, whereas a rich person, the way it's articulated is he has other things that he can rejoice in. And that's this concept that poor people find what to rejoice in, and they package it, and they repackage it, and this is their joy. So in any case, that was his response. Because they're downtrodden, that's why they rejoice big when it comes to a holiday. And the next thing that he said is, Mepnei ma tamid chacham shebebavel mitzuyanim. Why is it that the Torah scholars of Bavel dress distinctively? They have prominent clothing. They stand out. And apparently in Eretz Yisrael, they dressed simpler. And he answered, Lefisha einam b'nei Torah, because they're not such big scholars, and they need distinctive dress to set them apart. Okay. Let's skip a line. At the end of the line, Itar buhu Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan woke up. Amalahu. And now he says, and he's ready to comment on this. Dardiki, children, lokach amarti lochem, didn't I tell you, ema lachachma achosiyat, wisdom should be like your sister. Embora lecha adava ka achoscha shihi asura loch, if you have clarity on the topic, like a sister, that you're not allowed to marry a sister. Amrua, then you should say what you have to say, because you're saying it with clarity. The imlav, but you, if you're not as clear as, like your sister, lo samruhu, you shouldn't be saying it. Amrule, so they said to him, v'le malan mar ezemehen. So let the master tell us his understanding of these differences. We have differences regarding birds, we have differences regarding holidays, and we have differences regarding Torah scholars. So Rabbi Yechanan responded, Mepnei ma'ofa shebavavol shemeinim, why are the birds of Babylonia fatter? Mepnei shelo galu, because they weren't included in the exile decree, and that's a trauma. Just as the Jews left Eretz Yisrael, so the birds also experienced the trauma of exile, similar to what we have by the great flood, that even the animals suffered as a reflection of humanity. So they went through this trauma, so they were weakened. And if you see that the birds in Eretz Yisrael are weaker than the ones in Bavel, it's because the ones in Eretz Yisrael had to go through the trauma of exile, and then they came back. And now you see them here, but they've been traumatized, so they're weaker. Let's skip down about 8 lines. The first word on the line is Shadrei. Shidrei lomotzi salik, and then we continue. Mipnei ma'moadim shebebavel semechem. Why are the holidays in Bavel joyous? Mipnei shelo hayu ba'osa kolola. Similar reason, because they did not get the curse that was the exile of Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. They had a curse on them, and therefore it's not joyous. If you drop down, he says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, in the middle of the line, Ein lecha regel v'regel, there's no holiday, shalabasa bolshas litzipori. Somehow the army always shows up when it comes holiday time. There's always an infringement on our holiday. And he says that's because it's Eretz Yisrael, because it's very sensitive to spirituality, and when they got cursed, because they weren't up to par, we suffered. And finally, on the next line, towards the middle of the line, Mipnei ma tamidei chacham shebevavel mitzuyanim, and why are the Torah scholars of Bavel distinctive in their dress? 4 lines from the bottom. Middle of the line. Why are Tamidei Chachamim distinctive in their dress? So you remember the first understanding was because they're not so great, so they need to dress it up. As they say now, pump it up artificially. Lefi she'enam b'nei mekomam. The reason is because they're not in their place. In your place, people appreciate what you have. Imagine in a diamond district. You could pull a diamond out of your pocket, hold it in your hand, and experts will look at it and admire it. If you're in a place where they don't know from diamonds, you pull a diamond out of your pocket and they're not sure what it is. You have to put it in a fancy case, and then everybody will ooh and ah. The Amri Inshi, as people say, b'masa shamoi, in your place, your name carries you. Below masa, but if you're not in your place, to svoi, it's your clothing that carries you. So because they're in a place where they don't appreciate Torah scholars and they don't know who they are, so they had to dress distinctively. We have this concept also by Avraham Avinu. In Parshas Lech Lecha, when he's told that he has to travel, so Hashem promises him, Va'agad lo shemecha, I'll make your name great. So Rashi there says, because normally when a person travels, he loses his name. He has to start again, begin his career again. And Avram was being told, even though you're going to travel, but you still succeed. Mm-hmm. Over here, it's mentioned, they're going to have clothing in order to set themselves apart distinctively, that they should be recognized for who they are. In that vein, the Gemara continues that the people of Bavel are great, not as was first presented, maybe because they're inferior. Haboim Yashvish Yaakov Yotzit Sufarach Yisrael, Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef explained, Elu Tamid HaChamim, it's referring to the Tamid HaChamisha B'Bavel of Babylonia, She'osim Tzitzin Uprachim LaTorah, that they make flowers, beautiful adornments to Torah. In other words, their insights are very, very respected. And here we have three different items that were interpreted in two very different ways. The bird one, they kind of just deflected. But the interpretation of Rabbi Yochanan is that the trauma of the exile affected the birds of Eretz Yisrael. Holidays, the first interpretation was they're poor, so they celebrate holidays because that's what they have. But Rabbi Yochanan said, no, it's because they didn't have a klala, a curse, on their holidays, and therefore their holidays are able to thrive. And Tamid HaChamim, the first understanding was they're not so great. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, and we see it in a pasuk. They are very great, but because they're out of place, they're at a disadvantage, at a handicap, and they have to dress distinctively in order to be accorded the status in society that they're supposed to have. Yashar koach, have a great day.